in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid convened the Senate today to formally file a resolution authorizing military strikes in Syria. The Senate wasn't scheduled to return from summer recess until next Monday. What was NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the early session allows the chamber to get started on a series of votes on Syria by mid of next week.
The Senate session took a whopping 4 minutes. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid showed up to the chamber for one sole purpose.
We convened the Senate today in order to enable the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to report a joint resolution which authorizes the use of military force, limited in nature, against Syria in response to the Syrian regime and their use of chemical weapons.
With the resolution filed, a procedural vote is expected Wednesday. There may be a filibuster at that point, and it's not clear Reid has the 60 votes to fend it off, but if he does, the Senate can proceed to a floor debate and possibly vote on the resolution itself by the end of next week. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama emerged from the G20 meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia today, saying he believes the economies of both the U.S. and Europe have now emerged from difficult recessions, though he warned Congress should not risk a U.S. default by overpaying bills that we've already racked up. The president also praised the fact leaders of the world's 20 largest economies have committed to crack down on cross-border companies that use tax havens. President Obama arrived back in the U.S. in the past hour. Police in Newark, New Jersey are adding increased patrols in troubled neighborhoods this weekend. The move comes after a surge of violence that left 10 people dead in as many days. Here's Joel Rose has that story.
Police say a 14-year-old was shot in the courtyard of a housing complex. He was the 10th person killed in Newark since August 26th. Police do not believe the killings were linked, but they say at least half were related to the drug trade. Earlier this week, Newark Mayor Cory Booker announced an increase in police overtime and beefed up overnight patrols in parts of New Jersey's largest city. Police point out that the city's murder rate had been down for the first half of the year. Still, the recent spike in violence comes at an awkward time for Booker, who is running for a U.S. Senate seat in a special election next month. His critics, including Republican candidate Steve Lonergan, say Booker spends too much time pursuing his own ambitions and not enough fixing Newark's problems. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
A tepid August jobs report is getting mixed reviews from economists. David Kotuk with Cumberland Advisors worries the economy is largely moving in place.
The report itself is weaker than expected by a small margin, but it's weaker. And anticipation was that things might just be improving.
Labor Department says the economy added 169,000 non-farm jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell but just a tenth of a percent to 7.3%. Stocks bounced around a bit today before closing mixed. The Dow was down 14 points. The Nasdaq gained a point. You're listening to NPR. Ford Chief Executive Alan Mulally says he's not going anywhere, at least at the moment. The Ford CEO responding to some reports he could possibly be tapped by software maker Microsoft to replace outgoing Chief Executive Steve Ballmer, who plans to retire next year. While we're speaking to reporters in Berlin today, Mulally shot down the idea of any immediate move, saying, "I love serving Ford and have no plans to change that." The 68-year-old Mulally, who previously headed up Boeing, has been given credit for helping to turn Ford around. NASA's latest lunar probe is scheduled to launch tonight, just less than 2 hours from now, from Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. NPR's Joe Palco reports it's the maiden voyage of the Minotaur 5 rocket that will carry the probe into space.
Orbital Sciences Corporation built the Minotaur 5 rocket. It's made from 3 decommissioned intercontinental ballistic missiles, plus 2 commercially made solid rocket motors. The Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer will initially go into a highly elliptical orbit around Earth, allowing the probe to be captured by the moon's gravity. Once it reaches the moon, it will begin a 40-day checkout period, followed by a 100-day scientific mission. Hitching a ride with the probe is the Lunar Laser Communications Demonstration, a package of communications gear that will test the use of lasers for high-speed deep space communications. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Virgin Galactic, the nascent space tourism business co-owned by entrepreneur Richard Branson, says it successfully conducted a second supersonic test of a passenger spaceship today high above California's Mojave Desert. Virgin Galactic says the craft dubbed Spaceship 2 reached an altitude of 69,000 feet after it was dropped from a carrier aircraft. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for an